I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's time for your brand new phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And in today's phone tap, I call a guy who's been dealing with a bad cold and he just can't shake it. He's even been to the doctor to try to figure out what's going on. So I call him after his tests came in to tell him the good news.
Hey.
We can make him feel a lot better right now over the phone if he just follows the doctor's special instructions.
Uh-oh.
Find out what those special instructions are right now in your phone tap.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin, how are you? My name is Seth McElroy, and I work with Dr. I'm his physician's assistant.
Hi there, Seth. I'm doing okay. How about you?
Well, I'm doing all right, too. Thank you for asking. I heard you weren't feeling very good. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm feeling mediocre at best.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I am calling with some results from your tests, and the doctor did find some interesting things.
Okay. What did he find?
Well, we know that you're dealing with a particular type of cold, and this one is interesting because it manifests itself below the belt, if I'm making any sense here.
What?
Yeah, it manifests itself. It starts down below.
Where specifically?
Well, the mucus is in your hindquarters. It's actually stuffed up more than your nose. Have you seen anything different when you go to the bathroom?
I haven't exactly looked.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't normally think to look in that place. This is a strange one going around, but the doc did want me to call you to help clear things out.
Okay, what's the course of action?
Well, you told the doctor that you use a neti pot to sort of rinse out your nose.
I've been trying to use it. It hasn't been very effective, but yes.
Well, that's because you're cleaning out the wrong end. We're going to try to put that in the other end and see if we can free things up a little bit downstairs, get some of that junk out of you.
I'm not sure I understand.
It's an old thing that we do. We take that neti pot meant for your nose, and then we use it down below to clear some things out. And it'll help you get rid of some of that mucus, and you'll start feeling better.
So you want to use the neti pot on my back end?
Yes. The doc does this when he believes he can really help a patient feel better. And yours is a special case, so that's why he wanted me to call you, see if I could run you through it.
You think this is the best course of action?
Yes.
Not antibiotics?
Well, he might prescribe you some things, but he wanted to do this first, you know, because we don't like to just give out medication. So if you could grab your neti pot, I can run you through it.
All right, hold on a second. All right.
Okay, so you've got your neti pot.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. If you could just fill that neti pot up with some warmish water. You don't want it to be too hot, okay?
All right, hold on.
Where are you right now?
In the bathroom.
Okay. Well, this would probably work better on your couch. If you could go to, you know, a living room or a couch or someplace you can kind of lay back.
All right.
And if you could remove your pants.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And are you lying down?
Yeah.
Okay. So now that you're laying down, you might want to put me on speakerphone because you probably won't be able to hold your phone while we talk through this next part.
All right, hold on a sec. How's that?
That's great. Now, with one hand, I need you to grab one of your legs and lift it into the air. It doesn't have to be straight out. I know if you're not flexible or not, I don't know, but just get that leg kind of up.
All right, this is weird.
I know this is weird, but trust me, you're going to thank us when you do this. Now, with your other hand, grab that neti pot and make sure the water isn't too hot. You don't want to burn anything.
Okay.
All right, and now I want you to aim as best as you can and just pour it into that area.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can do this.
Well,
I'm
positive you can. You're going to feel a lot better once that mucus is released.
All right, I guess I'm ready.
Wonderful. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to count you down, and then you just pour that water right back there.
Okay.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and pour. How did that feel? I don't know what that noise was.
This is different.
That sounds like you're feeling pretty good.
No, I'm not. I'm not feeling better, and I don't appreciate you laughing.
Well, I can't help it because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your brother Rick set you up.
What?
Yeah. He's been told. He's been telling us that you use a neti pot because you weren't feeling well, and I came up with the most ridiculous idea I could think of, and you actually did it. So
this is not funny.
That sound you made when you poured the water, though.
You just made me pour water down my butt.
No, I didn't make you. You did that on your own. I suggested it. But I'm going to try it later because it sounds like it's refreshing.
I can't believe I just did that.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.